What's up, y'all? It's Talk with Maya. I haven't made a podcast in a while. I've been slipping on my pimping, but it's not really that. I really just been taking time to embrace and enjoy the fruits of my labor. I think that's what I'm gonna talk about for a brief second on this episode, just because, you know, everybody telling you how you should hustle, grind, and do all this stuff and have all this stuff, and we all got goals and shit we trying to obtain, but like, when do you enjoy that? Like, I don't really want to be old and enjoy that. I don't want to miss time with my kids and can't enjoy that. Like, I feel like I gotta live in the moment while I'm also busting my ass, and it's a hard balance to obtain. But I mean, some stuff you kind of gotta let fall to the wayside to get to that. So let's get into it. I think my biggest blessing is that I got this freaking amazing job that kind of let me work remote or wherever I need to work, whenever I need to work, as long as I get the task that I have at hand done. And they pretty understanding that life is life and you can't really predict it. So I feel like I've been blessed with that. And so it kind of give me a different outlook that I haven't had with my previous jobs. Like, my previous jobs were all about, you only get paid as much as you in here, and as much work as we get out of you is what we're going to pay you for. Whereas this position I'm in now is kind of like, you know, if you need to take your kids to the doctor, or you need to go to the doctor, or you need a vacation because you've been working too hard, do that and come back and talk to us when you're done. Just communicate that with us. And I feel like that has now allowed me to see this other side of the world where I can kind of look around and say, man, you know, me and my kids haven't been out to a restaurant or been anywhere where it's just us, and I was able to sit down and talk with them for like 2-3 weeks, or you know, we kind of get into the routine of coming straight home every day and we're doing homework, and it's less stress to do homework with my kids. Like, before I used to be tired from work and stressed out, or I was stressed out because I didn't have enough money because I wasn't working enough, or it was just so much pressure on me, that simple tasks like helping your child with their homework weren't even enjoyable. And now I literally can sit back and say that I come home and enjoy my kids. I come home and enjoy spending time with them and cracking jokes with them and asking them about their day. Not to say that I wasn't doing it before, but before it was kind of doing it out of, this is what I need to do as a parent and this is what I want for my kids, for them to feel like they can come to me. But now I can actually enjoy their emotions as well as my own, if that makes sense. But you know, just if they tell me I had a bad day, having empathy to be sitting there like, man, well, what happened? Okay, you know, and we talk through it, we talk through their feelings, versus me being like, okay, you know what, you got to toughen it up. Because I do love to teach my kids tough love, and I love to let them understand and learn the same things that I learned. But I also don't want to be that person that's just so, you know, focused on tough love and so focused on being self-sufficient and you have to figure it out on your own, or you have to do this on your own, that I'm now getting to that point of like, yeah, I'm here for you, and that's why I'm here for you. What do you need from me? Being able to give them my energy and all of that stuff. So it's definitely great. We were able to recently go out of town. We went on a weekend vacation, and we went to two different we went to another state and went to another city in this state that we're in, and we did a whole bunch of different stuff, and it was just fun. We went and enjoyed some family that we hadn't seen in years, that I hadn't seen in at least 8 years, and I was able to take the kids around so they could meet members of their family for the first time. You know, just stuff that I was able to do, and I was like, man, this is what it's about. It's all about, you know, getting what you can get while you can get it, and doing what you need to do to get what you want. But it's also about enjoying it. Like, are you always gonna, I was always in survival mode. I was always having to focus and take care of everybody and take care of everything, and I wasn't able to take care of myself. And I feel like being able to work from home, or having meditation time, or having alone time, are those are big necessities that, you know, people take for granted when they have them, because they don't realize that there's people out here that couldn't even attempt to take time to themselves because they trying to maintain the balance of a crappy job with little money and a whole bunch of kids or whatever their situation is. So I kind of just have been in this realm of I've just been in bliss, like enjoying life and realizing that I worked hard for this stuff for the last year and a half. I bust my butt, I did what I needed to do, and now that I got, you know, I got to where I was trying to get to, and now I got a next mountain to climb, I'm gonna enjoy the climb this time. Like the first hike was like, okay, I gotta do this because I know where I'm trying to get to. And then once you get that first achievement, it's like everything after that is golden. It's like cake. It's like I did that, so I can do anything now. And so now I'm able to kind of like feel great about myself, enjoy life, and just I know it sounds like I'm being repetitive, but it's just different, man. And it also gives me a different outlook on the work that I do and the type of things that I learn and the type of things that I absorb, the type of things that I'm exposed to my kids to or teaching them or not teaching them. I have definitely been in like a clearer headspace. And so when you trying to keep going through something and you having a horribly crappy time, you having a horrible, horrible time, just remember, whatever power it be, pray to, is doing something for you. And they trying to teach you this very valuable lesson of once you get something, you're going to look back and remember when you didn't have it. And I try to remember that every day. Like, at some point, I didn't have any of the stuff that I have. And I'm in a way better off position. And I strive to be in a better off position than this time next year. So, yeah, man. Life's been great. I will be doing more and more episodes because I have definitely not been doing any. It's been a pretty big gap. But, yeah, man. Thanks for listening. If you got comments, questions, concerns, you can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, @_Maya, @_ on Instagram, and on Twitter, I think it's just dot, I don't know, or yeah, just send me a message wherever you heard this at, but yeah, man, I just want everybody to reach their goals and to get to a point of, happiness with themselves and with their situation. That's what really makes you understand the purposes. Like, we never understand our purpose until we actually move towards it. I don't think I fully fulfilled my purpose yet, but I know I'm moving towards it. So that's what makes me feel comfortable. But yeah, love you guys. Stay blessed. Bye.